Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out to Michael Thompson, my good friend. Michael, how are you and what are you thinking about tonight?
Why don't you guys upgrade your equipment from the 80s?
Well, that's what I've been yelling during commercial breaks for the last hour and a half, Michael.
Exactly. Get this the 21st century, man. Join the 21st century like the rest of us.
Okay. Now, Michael, I don't know what kind of... There's a few different types of people in this world, and I think I know you pretty well. But this is something that happens, for instance, when you go to the doctor. Your leg has been hurting every day for 2 weeks. You can't walk. And then you make a doctor appointment. And you get to the doctor, and what happens? Leg feels completely normal. And they're like, what's wrong? You're like, well, this thing's been happening. They're like, well, show it to me. Well, I can't. This is what just happened with the phone call, basically. Michael, I don't know. Did you send up a prayer? Because you sound great.
Yeah, I definitely said you guys, God, these guys, these amateurs need some help up there. So take the wheel, like you said.
Yeah. Thank you. And send my best to Jesus.
You send us the same way the Lakers are going to do to the Warriors tonight, huh, Michael?
Oh, yeah. We're going to bully you guys tonight, man, and beat you up. That's how you beat the Warriors. You can't be finesse basketball with them. The Lakers are a more physical team, even without Anthony Davis. This is the first time you guys will be seeing Luka. Luka's a big physical guard. I know you got Jimmy Butler up there as a physical guy himself.
Uh-huh.
Draymond Green's a tough guy, but I think we're tougher than you guys.
Tougher, yes, but also the amount of embellishment, Michael. You, as an old-school basketball player, do you sometimes blush when you watch Luka and even LBJ kind of throw their head back and really beg for calls at that level?
Yeah, you're right. It's all around the NBA. It's just not those two guys. Because I always think of, and I bring this up about the flopping in the league. You know, when you think about all the greats who played this game, I sound like an old man now, but Kobe never flopped. Michael Jordan never flopped. Isaiah Thomas never flopped. Charles Oakley. You know, Magic Johnson used to complain a lot, but he never flopped. And I thought flopping was supposed to be now a technical foul, and referee was supposed to call that to stop guys from flopping, but they don't call it. So guys continue to do it with all this faking these flops. You guys can't set a screen now and some guy will throw himself to the ground and it's an illegal screen. I'm tired of seeing it.
Michael Thompson joining us on Withered and Dibs. I think of you and reference you all the time in this conversation, Michael, because literally because of guys like LeBron. I remember you telling me at some point, you're like, you think a man who, do you know how hard it is to knock over a man who is 6'8", 265 pounds or whatever these guys are? Like, next to impossible. So I kind of like what you said, that like the officials are supposed to do something about this. Why is the league not doing anything?
I don't know. They act like they're afraid of the players. They act like the referees are afraid to make a mistake because every time they make a call now, they can't stick with a call. They got to wave their finger in the air like a home run sign and go look at a review when there's a questionable call to be made. So I'm tired of seeing it, man. They need to get rid of call reviews. And then maybe the referees could just go out there and ref the game the way it's supposed to be ref and call these flopping. All this. Everybody does this flopping. I'm tired of seeing it.
No, I'd love to hear that from you, Michael. Michael Thompson here on 95.7 The Game, and I couldn't agree with you more. And think about this game tonight, and you know, you got the Lakers up by 2 over the Warriors, and the Lakers sitting in the 3 seed. It seems like LA's been a little up and down since they got Luka. When everybody is right and healthy, how dangerous is this LA Laker team with Luka, LeBron, and so much more?
They can go all the way because Luka's been there, been to the finals, obviously. So has Draymond and obviously Steph and Jimmy Butler themselves and a bunch of the Warriors have been to the finals. So they know what it takes to get there. Obviously, LeBron's been there 10 times. And Austin Reeves and these guys are big-time players. So the Lakers are a very dangerous team because they have 3 of the best playmakers and decision-makers on the floor. And Luka, LeBron, and a very underrated playmaker in Austin Reeves who can create his own shot and get to the basket and set up his teammates. So when you have 3 guys like that, who can create for you off the dribble, that makes you a very dangerous team.
Okay, I'm going to ask this one of 3 ways, Michael. I can't tell if you're, you know, the Lakers are going to beat up the Warriors tonight thing. Is this because, A, you're a Laker employee, B, because you think the Lakers are a bad matchup for the Warriors, or C, you just flat out think the Lakers are better than the Warriors?
Well, the record states it, doesn't it? So, obviously, the Lakers have a better record than the Warriors, so that proves right there. Just that point alone, they're better than the Warriors. And the Lakers, I think, have the better playmakers on the team than the Warriors do. Draymond's a good playmaker, so is Steph, of course, and so is Jimmy Butler. But our 3 playmakers are better than your 3 playmakers.
Okay, but okay, if you're going to just go straight to the records, though, Michael, a 2-game spread over an entire season when both teams make massive deals at the deadline and are now completely different teams. Like, my take on tonight's game, this is the first time we've ever seen these two teams play. I think they're both that different.
But the difference is now that LeBron is a much more rested player because of Luka. He's basically ceded the leadership and the playmaking, majority of the playmaking over to Luka, which allows LeBron to pick his spots, which makes him a more dangerous player in the fourth quarter because he has more energy now to attack that he didn't have before. So, and then Austin Reeves is a player on his way up. He's getting better and better each month. And Austin Reeves is one of the best 5 one-on-one players in the game today.
And is that really where he makes the most of his headway, Austin Reeves, is with the ball and attacking one-on-one?
Well, he can do both. See, the thing is, Austin can play off the ball, too, as a spot-up shooter because you can't leave him open. He's an excellent shooter, one of the best 3-point shooters in the game. So that's what makes him so dangerous on the ball and off the ball. But this is going to be a great game tonight, very competitive. Both teams understand what's at stake here, seeding for positioning in the playoffs. I think the playoffs have already started for these two teams, and this is going to be a reflection of that tonight.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and we're talking to Michael Thompson, Laker broadcaster, Clay's dad. I do want to get back to the Laker-Warrior game, but I don't want to let this get away because I've been waiting all day to ask this to you. I got to think that the Luka trade, professionally, was wonderful for you. But on a personal level, maybe not so much. Like, I saw your comments that Clay has ended up in purgatory now with all the injuries and what's happened in Dallas, so what were your true feelings when this trade went down?
I wasn't bothered by it at all. Obviously, it was good for both teams because when it happened, at the time, the Mavericks were kind of healthy. They had everybody. Anthony Davis was coming in. They had Gafford and Lively, and, of course, Kyrie Irving was still healthy. So I told Clay, I said, you know what? If you guys are healthy, you guys have the best front line in the game with Gafford, Lively, Washington, and Anthony Davis now when that trade came down. So, yes, you lose Luka, but you gain the second-best all-around big man in the game in Anthony Davis. People act as if Luka was traded for a B-level player. He was traded for an A-level player. Anthony Davis is that great of a player. And I told Clay, said, with Anthony Davis there and if the rest of you guys can stay healthy, you guys can get to the West Finals.
But it hasn't really worked out that way, unfortunately, for Clay. And, you know, how has he been? Is his dauber down knowing that he lost Luka and Kyrie got hurt and they've kind of plummeted in the standings?
Well, it definitely he didn't like losing Luka. Of course, he missed playing with Luka. But I think when Kyrie got hurt, that really set him back a long way. But now that Anthony Davis is back, Lively's back, Gafford's back, and it looks like they're finally healthy with the exception of Kyrie, they are going to be a very tough out for anybody in the play-in tournament or if they get out of that, and I think they will if they're healthy, they'll be a tough first-round opponent for anybody in the West.
I mean, Michael, like when you professionally have only known one thing and then you try something new, I got to think that maybe there were some surprises, some things you didn't know. Like, in general, aside from all of this personnel talk, how is Clay doing in Dallas? How does he like his decision?
He likes it. He's not looking back. You can't look in the rearview mirror. He's looking forward. He's excited to play with Anthony Davis now that he's finally getting the chance to play with him. So he's still having a lot of faith in what they can do in the playoffs. And obviously they're going to miss Kyrie Irving, one of the greatest creators in the history of this game. But they feel like with the healthy squad that they have now, they're going to be, like I said, they're going to give somebody a real tough series in the first round.
Yeah, it could be interesting if they win the 9-10 game and they go on to beat the loser of the 7-8 and they take on Oklahoma City. That would be a fascinating first-round matchup. I want to ask you about Luka Doncic and the fit in L.A., Michael, because, you know, he got traded over and it took him a little bit of time to get healthy and start playing. How has he been, not only in the locker room, but how has he been received by the fans in L.A.?
Are you kidding me? They love Luka here. He's now the face of the franchise for the next 10 years. He's 26. The way he plays the game, he can play till he's 40 because he doesn't play above the rim. He plays at his own pace. So they feel like with Luka, they've got a face of the franchise for the next 10 years. And, of course, this being L.A., just like how San Francisco is a very attractive market, they can really put the right kind of players around him in the coming years as LeBron eventually retires. So Laker fans are very excited to have Luka as the new face of the franchise for the next 8 to 10 years.
Michael, did I see you recently take a video from the team bus of Luka Doncic signing autographs, and you threw out some question along the lines of, like, would any other NBA superstar do something like this? Can you tell me what that was?
As you guys know, wherever these guys travel, fans wait to see them outside of the hotels by the team buses. And Luka always stops and signs a bunch of autographs for the fans who are there waiting by the team buses to see these guys. He's the only guy I've ever seen that. I've seen Steph do it. I've seen Clay do it. But Luka does it at every hotel. If no other superstar does this. And I said, why can't every superstar have his attitude and sign a few autographs on the way to the bus to appease and make these kids give them a thrill? They're so excited when Luka stops, and you can see the smiles on these young kids' faces. And Luka's been doing this for years when he's with the Mavericks. And I says, why doesn't every superstar have this attitude? Just to stop, give some kids some thrills, sign a few autographs, give a few kisses, a couple of fist bumps, and then get on the bus. He is the nicest superstar I've seen in years to do something like this.
I absolutely love that he's like that. But yes, that was what went through my head when you threw that question out. Like, does any other superstar do this? And I was thinking, I'm pretty sure Michael's aware of Steph Curry.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, see, I don't know if he does it every hotel like Luka does it. Maybe Steph does, and I have seen Steph do it. Steph's very nice approachable to the fans. He's very approachable and very nice to all the fans. I've seen Steph do that, so I have to commend him too. But Luka does it at every stop. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's impressive, and especially when you get to a new city where he's obviously not the most renowned player with the Lakers, because you got LeBron James as well. Michael, I'm wondering if you could be honest about what the Lakers' shortcomings are. I mean, they're the 3 seed, and since Luka came, it's not like they win every game. When you watch all these Laker games, why do they not win every game? What are their shortcomings as a team?
For about 6 weeks, the Lakers were like one of the top 2 or 3 defensive teams in the league. They just went on a defensive run where they were just shutting teams down. And then for about 2 weeks, they sort of slacked off on the defensive end. So The only weaknesses that they have, I see, is they don't they just let their defense slack off a little bit. But when they apply themselves defensively and they play that shutdown defense, play that Draymond Green-type defense, man, they are nobody's going to beat them if they play defense at the level I saw about 6 weeks ago.
Michael, it's so special when LeBron and Steph get together. You were also a teammate, though, of Magic Johnson. So I wonder, how would you compare the Magic Bird rivalry versus the LeBron-Steph rivalry?
Not in the same ballpark, boys. Steph and LeBron, great rivalry. But and LeBron and Steph, of course, did it in the finals. But you're talking about two iconic franchises there with the Lakers and Celtics, the greatest rivalry in team sports between two of the greatest icons that ever played team sports in America. And so is Steph and LeBron. You're right about that. You can't argue about that. But I just think Bird and Magic, because it's the Lakers and Celtics, has much more impact than Cleveland and San Francisco or Cleveland and Golden State.
I get that point, but isn't it a little different now where you've got a league full of many, many more stars? And I mean, it wasn't just Bird and Magic back then, Michael. I'm old enough to remember the association, and you had Dominique and Julius Erving and many other great players. But in this day and age where it seems like every team has a star, doesn't that make this rivalry even more special, the fact that these two in their early 40s and late 30s have still continued to do it?
It's a great rivalry, don't get me wrong. Hagler, Hearns, Leonard, Duran, you can compare it to that. But the Celtics, Lakers is Ali Frazier. Everything else is compared to that. You don't compare Cleveland, San Francisco to, or say, Warriors, Cavs to. People don't compare rivalries to that one. They compare rivalries to Lakers, Celtics when you talk about great rivalries.
So, Michael, you truly believe that the Lakers this year, they're an actual contender to win the whole thing?
Yes, I do. So are the Warriors. Draymond Green was right when he said, "I guarantee we're going to win the title." I didn't think Draymond was crazy for saying that. They're playing well enough with Jimmy Butler; they could beat anybody. But I also believe, when the Lakers are right, they could beat Oklahoma City, the Warriors, Minnesota, Denver, anybody. They have Denver's number this year. Denver wouldn't want to see the Lakers, but the Warriors will be a tough first round series. Oh, no question about it. If we see each other, but yeah, when the Lakers are right, when LeBron, Luka, and Austin Reeves, and then Rui and their supporting cast are knocking down shots, they could beat anybody.
How many true contenders to win the whole thing are there?
Oklahoma, Boston, Cleveland, okay. Warriors, Lakers, and Denver. I think that's six. I think that's the big six.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody else will be, you got to respect them as opponents, but I think that's it as far as teams that could win it this year.
And if you are the Lakers right now and you're sitting in the three seed, who's the one team you want to avoid as a potential six seed as your opponent?
Nobody. Are you kidding me? You're supposed to be scared of anybody? What kind of attitude is that? You're supposed to be nervous? No. Yeah, you respect them if it's the Warriors, Memphis, or Minnesota, but you're not supposed to be scared of anybody. Scared of what? Scared of who? That don't work down here in L.A., baby. Maybe that works up there, but not in Lakerland.
You probably, honestly, scared of Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, who, I don't know, Michael, do you think he is the defensive player of the year, Draymond Green?
It's either him or Dyson Daniels in Atlanta. Dyson Daniels is leading the league in steals by far, and you got to give that young fellow down there some respect. The great barrier thief, they call him, because he's from Australia. So he's either him or Draymond's going to win defensive player of the year.
Michael, thank you for your prayers.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I blessed you guys. So you guys are in good hands now.
Thank you.
I appreciate
thank
it, Michael.
Thank you. We're not going to bless the basketball team down there, though.
No, not
tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that, guys. It's going to be a great game, though.
Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. Michael,
let's
thank
it.
You. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, boys.